Well, the Australian superannuation industry has been making headlines recently, but for all the wrong reasons. But it's not all bad. According to Super Ratings, super returns are increasing, and over $1 trillion of value has been added in this decade alone. That sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? However, what's next? With stagnating interest rates and a slowing economy, how will super funds be able to find value for members in the future? Daniel Ellison has the story.
The 2019 financial year has ended, and with it has come some positive news for Australia's superannuation industry. Super Ratings, a superannuation research house operating since 2002, has reported that the first 6 months of 2019 has seen a median return of 6.9% for fund members, up from a loss of 4.7% in the December 18 quarter. According to the report, UniSuper, QSuper and MediaSuper have been the best performing funds over the last 12 months, delivering up to 9.9% returns. Additionally, according to Super Ratings, this decade has added $1.3 trillion for all working Australians with super funds. According to the Executive Director of Super Ratings, Kirby Rappel, this turnaround has been down to a strong market as well as international investment by the larger Aussie super funds.
What we've found for the first 6 months of 2019 is that we've seen that rally in shares come on pretty strong. That's both Australia and globally. Typically this year, we've found some of the better performing funds are returning over 8%, which is great to see, which is a fair bit ahead of the median about 6.9. And what they've been doing differently is usually larger allocations to international markets, and secondly, larger allocations to things like infrastructure and hedge funds and private equity.
While this may be the prevailing view of where the maximum returns could be made, others have already started seeing results with a more deliberate approach, one whose benefits could be more than just financial. Christina Hobbs is the co-founder and CEO of Verve Super, whose ethical investment decisions, she says, has Verve outperform the biggest super funds in Australia.
Well, we're really proud of our results, and we returned over 10% in the last 6 months of the year. So it was a really strong performing 6 month period for us. We have quite a diversified portfolio, and we saw some of the companies that we invest in, particularly some of the more ethical investments, performing really well in the second 6 months of the year.
While institutional investors are generally not keen on these ethical funds, they may become more popular after two recent interest rate drops by the Reserve Bank of Australia. Kirby Rappel believes the market is currently getting maximum value for its super funds.
Obviously, with the falling interest rates we've seen, that usually can tend to support equity market valuations, and that's been a key driver over the last few years of increasing share prices. Obviously, we're now at the lowest cash rate we've ever seen, so there's not that much firepower left. So it's getting a bit harder to eke out those returns, and most markets are looking pretty fully valued at the moment.
But not all markets. According to Christina Hobbs, this kind of traditional stagnant market is one in which ethically based investments become more robust.
Yeah, so Verve invests ethically. So ethical investments tend to perform slightly different to the rest of the market. So if you think that, for instance, in Australia, an average superannuation fund has a large percentage of their stock invested in banks and the resource sector, whereas ethical funds have a much more diversified portfolio. So when we see fluctuations in the global markets and in markets in Australia, we often see ethical funds performing better because of that diversification.
Additionally, this diversification away from resources means that overall risk is reduced when investing in ethical funds.
Ethical funds in Australia, and this is also true globally, are outperforming the market over 3-year, 5-year and 10-year time horizons. And if you break that data down, what you really see is that at the times in the market globally and in Australia is on a steep decline, ethical funds are really riding it. And that's overall why we see less risk in these funds, because of the greater diversification, but also because we know these companies intricately and that they tend to be often smaller companies or companies that aren't following the general market trends.
As the rules for superannuation are changing, younger workers especially are being asked to engage more fully with their retirement plans. And Kirby says that risk conversation is not an easy one to have with many people.
Risk is something that the Australian market hasn't really had much of a conversation about, and it's not the easiest or most exciting thing to talk about. So for younger members, you can probably quite often tolerate more risk because you can't access money for a long time. But I think the real challenge here is for those in their 40s and 50s and those very close to or in retirement, you really feel risk. So if you were to have a 10% drawback in markets on a $100,000 balance, that feels very different than if you've got a very small balance. So being able to understand what is the, in every PDS, there's actually a thing called a standard risk measure that tells you the number of expected negative returns over 20 years. And being able to start being able to understand how much risk you've got. And there's usually a lot of profiling tools on funds websites where you can better understand, after asking a few questions, what sort of risk tolerance do you have.
Verve Super clients, according to Christina, are slightly different, as they are deliberately choosing a fund for its investment choices, thereby, according to her, ensuring an engaged member base.
Yeah, our members are really, we would almost call them hyper-engaged. So they're people that have actively chosen to join our fund. And they've chosen that for a number of reasons, but one of them is because of the ethics of the things that they're invested in. So a lot of our members really don't want their money invested in fossil fuels or weapons. They don't want to invest it in gambling or tobacco. And so they've made a really conscious decision to invest in good companies and a future they want with their money. And so they are quite engaged with how their superannuation is working for them and then also the planet that they're investing in.
Christina understands that Australia is heavily reliant upon resources for its economy, and it is the volatility around this that concerns her.
You know, this is quite a really big issue in Australia compared to pension funds in other countries, because the ASX is so heavily resource dependent, whereas in a lot of European countries, there's more diversification within the economy itself. So Australian superannuation funds are in general quite exposed to global trends.
In terms of the future of super, Kirby just wants to ensure that super funds have good corporate governance and are acting in the best interests of their members.
Importance of addressing and being on top of governance within funds, particularly as they grow ever larger, is a never-ending story, and it's never going to be finished, that program. So there needs to be more and more done to ensure Australians' retirement savings are fit for the future and protected as much as we possibly can.
Christina, on the other hand, really wants to ensure that the funds we generate are put to the best use for us and for our country.
It's laziness. Like, there's wonderful opportunities out there if we really rethought how we can use this capital. Like, you know, there's almost $3 trillion in Australia invested in superannuation. There's been some analysis done that it would only take 7% of that money to completely transform the whole economy towards renewable energy. So if superannuation funds kind of shifted the way that they were looking and started like thinking about how they could use that capital and deploy that capital, you know, we could see a real transformation.
Christina Hobbs, CEO of Verve Super, ending that report by Daniel Ellison.